How you doing?
No, just sharpening some knives for Bernice, and we're getting ready to go out to Aldi's in a little bit. It's a little bit cool out there.
You take Amy to the airport this morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning. She's down. She just landed at Fort Myers with her mom. She's going to spend a few days with her mom and then come back on Monday. And I was noticing when I got home, it is kind of chilly outside. Wind's blowing a little bit, and there's no sunshine.
It's kind of that way today, but not much rain associated with it that I've seen. It's 59 right now, but the humidity's 92%, so it feels like 57, and it's 6 mph from the east, you know, with 7 peaks, so not too much wind, but Bernice was out planting flowers out front, and she said it's pretty cool.
Farm that. Kind of cool. Took Maggie out when I got back from the airport, and standing out there with the wind blowing where I was, the wind was blowing. It wasn't very comfortable. I didn't have a coat or a jacket or anything on either. I just had a t-shirt on, and it was chilly.
It certainly is. And you know, Dave, as you get older, the least you like the cold. I used to know this one guy ran a lathe up where I worked for 32 years, and he wore insulated underwear to work when it really wasn't all that cold, and he said, Tom, when you get older, your blood gets thinner. Well, I don't necessarily believe that, but he had once got caught up in that lathe and drug him into it and hurt him pretty bad, and that was because he had too many clothes on.
We have to beware of, if we go out on the shop floor where I was working, if somebody was wearing a shirt and tie, they had to tuck their tie in. You couldn't wear any jewelry whatsoever, not a wedding ring or not a watch or nothing. That happened shortly after one guy lost his ring finger, his wedding ring finger. So, yeah, it's dangerous out there. You don't want anything attached to you that could pull you into that machine.
We had a guy used to come in the store every night when my dad owned a little grocery store and buy salami. I remember that. And his name was Frank Boldrini. And that would have been back in the early 60s. And anyways, he was kind of a slob, as we called him in the service. And he always wore overalls. And one day, he was running a... Well, I didn't work there at the time, one day I was trying to change channels on this TV at the same time before I shut it off. And my daughter says, men don't multitask. Well, there, I got it off. Anyways, Dave, he got the overalls caught in this, I think it was a 60-inch Giddings and Lewis vertical mill. And it drug it through him, and him through it, and threw him out the other side. Well, being it wasn't that big a table, it run at extreme high RPM. And he lost his leg over that. And it pays to be neat. And I never could wear my wedding ring because I worked on high voltage all the time. And then I started wearing wristwatches with plastic bands on them for that reason. Hey, I got a question for you this morning. I keep getting a bill from PayPal from Europe that I didn't order anything. Well, this morning it says, Dear esteemed client, thank you for your recent purchase with us. We're excited to inform you your order has been processed and confirmed. Currently, your items are being prepared for shipment, and you can expect to receive tracking information shortly. If you have any queries or need assistance, please feel free to contact our customer service team. I didn't order nothing, and they keep sending a bill for $50. And I just don't know what to do with it, Dave. It just keeps coming back at me.
I just hit the delete button. They're doing that to just about everybody. I wouldn't worry about it. do keep an eye on your checking account. Make sure that PayPal isn't taking money out of your checking account that you didn't approve. If you're not using PayPal, then you shouldn't be seeing PayPal taking any money out of there. And if it's not coming out of there, just do the same. I hold the shift key down, and I hit the down arrow, and I'm going past about 30 or 40 emails similar to that one every day. And when I get them all highlighted, I just hit the delete key, and it deletes them all at once. And usually PayPal has one in there, too. That's not PayPal. If you take the time to look at where it came from, that won't be a PayPal email address. That'll be some garbly, some kind of garbly goop email address. It has nothing to do with PayPal. They're just trying to get money out of you.
Okay, well, I'd never had a bit of trouble with them until just the last week or so. They've always been very good, and it was handy, and you didn't have to give up your credit card number or nothing. No, the email address on that's ferminacorriotki@gmail.com. So I just been deleting them, and then I complained to PayPal about it, and they asked if I thought it was a scam, and I confirmed yes. But see, there's an attachment with this one for your order. If you click on that, I'll bet it's a way of them getting your information, wouldn't you say?
Found what's called an exploit. That means, like, if there's a vulnerability on Windows or the operating system that you're using, and you open it, and they know where that exploit is, and they just happen to be on the version that you're on, it's there, then yeah, chances are low, but it's not impossible. So that's why I just scroll through them all with the shift key down, with my down arrow, and when they're all highlighted, I hit the delete key. So there's no opening any of them. It's just deleting all of them, all in one stroke.
I kind of thought I was right, but, you know, I'm not at the height of technology when it comes to these computers. But things like that worry me because we don't order a great deal online unless it's, you know, Amazon or something like that. And I do a little other things online that's pretty secure. But at any rate, that's exactly what I've been doing, and I'll continue to do that. Well, where are you headed out to do now? You got the wife taken off. Where, other than just going down there, we just made those plans a minute ago, and we're going to get going down to Aldi's, and I need to go over to Wally World.
In the Staples parking lot, I got my granddaughter's birthday present that has to go to Raleigh overnight, so she gets it by Saturday morning. And then I've got a dirty car I've got to wash, and then I have to go home and get another car and take it out and get it washed and get it serviced. And I think I'll spread that out over the next 4 days. Just do a little bit along, and just get back to the home. I was trading stocks before Amy called me from her mom's house and said, have you taken that birthday present yet? So better do that before it gets too late, or won't be able to overnight it over there. So I'll be out and about from time to time, but got other things at home I got to do. Did a whole bunch of leaf shredding yesterday and probably overdid it a little bit, so I'm trying to take it easy today. But anyway, you guys have a safe trip out and back. Good talking to you this morning, Tom. In 0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave. By the way, did you hear that MFJ was going out of business?
I saw that email that said they are, and Gigaparts will continue. They'll continue to service the stuff that they sold, but they're not going to be selling anything that they don't import anymore. Yeah, I saw that. That's kind of sad, but, you know, I didn't use a whole lot of MFJ stuff anyway, and when I did, it usually didn't last too long, so it's not even functional anymore, and I never bothered to have it fixed.
Yeah, the old saying in the old days was mighty fine junk, but I have their amplifier, and I just love it, and it's been very, very reliable, so knock on wood. Okay, Dave, I'll let you go. W4DGW and 0TR73s.
America. Electron amp too, and I took it down to Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia, and had it fixed. There's a guy down there that can fix any amateur radio equipment that you want. So if anything goes wrong with it, there is a place in Gainesville, and that's far enough you can drive in a couple hours. Or, you know, if we get together a bunch of people that need some stuff that needs working on, we can all, you know, put our stuff in one car and let one car go down there and deliver it, and then let another car go down there and pick it all up. He's really good. His price isn't too bad, and he really knows his stuff. So there is, just remember that, a place in Gainesville, Georgia, that can get it worked on.
Well, that's my tip of the day, or your tip of the day. Yeah, that's great to hear. It's comforting, too. It's N0TR.
All right, have a good day. Talk to you later. N0TR, W4DJ, W Clear.